This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Dial in toll-free and join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, if we get the chance, we'll tell you about some cops, apparently all of them, who quit one particular Indiana police department. Daryl has that story also on the way. The story I teased on Wednesday night but never got to about Uber, basically flipping the bird to the California government, saying they're going to go ahead and, you know, run their driverless cars despite the state not wanting them to. But then apparently one of them just ran through a red light at some point within the last 24 hours. So things are bubbling up on that front.
I wonder what Sarah would think about that.
Maybe we'll ask her when if she inevitably calls in here tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian and Daryl as normal. And joining us here on a Friday night is David Juris. Hey, David.
How's it going?
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We've talked a little bit about some of your court adventures here on Free Talk Live, but we didn't have the benefit of actually having you on. So if we get the chance, we might be able to hit into some of that. But right now, we're going to start the show out with the latest news out of Venezuela. And it's a doozy.
Yes.
Headline from Bloomberg.com, Venezuelan Odyssey for Cash endures with delay of new bills. The largest denomination of Venezuela's crippled currency was pulled from circulation before the new larger denomination bills were able to enter it. ATMs and wallets are almost empty, and Christmas is a little more than a week away. Since Sunday's shock announcement that almost all 100 Bolivar notes were being called in by the government to so-called combat the hoarding of currency,
you know, the thing that's happening because the inflation rate is 5,000,000,000%.
You're exaggerating slightly, but it's pretty bad. And
well, we don't know what it is because the Venezuelan central government stopped calculating it in, what was it, February?
Well, not that you'd want to trust the government numbers anyway.
Right, but you know, the official government numbers, when they were still putting those out, we're still pretty bad.
So, as Bloomberg points out here, the currency in this case is so worthless that it needs to be weighed in order to spend it. It's, you have to spend so much of the currency, it is not worth the time of the individual to actually count it at this point. And so stacks and stacks and stacks of 100 Bolivar.
Like, yeah, we don't care if it's hundreds or tens or fifties. It's all the same. Just weigh it. Just weigh it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Because unless they go through the whole stack, how would they know what's actually in there?
It doesn't matter. Just, you know,
like the difference between a 50 and a 100 is inconsequential.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they're pulling the hundreds, and now frustrated people all week long, apparently, there have been scenes of frustrated people crowding banks and ATMs to deposit the bills, because, again, they're calling them back, culminating Friday in utter exasperation following President Nicolas Maduro's announcement late Thursday that the new money would be arriving late. While debit and credit cards can be used at stores that accept them, buying gasoline is becoming increasingly difficult because most of the filling stations will only accept cash. Vilmer Valero, a 42-year-old heavy machinery technician, says this is terrible. It makes you feel completely impotent. Upon visiting his fourth ATM in Caracas Friday morning, he says, "We have money in the bank, but there's no cash. If this is what Caracas is like, I don't even want to imagine the interior of the country."
So I've got another article pulled up. And, you know,
is this The Economist?
From The Economist, and, you know, they've got a lot of the same facts, but they add in a little bit of info that you didn't have. Apparently, the 100 Bolivar note accounts for 77% of the cash in circulation.
God. Wow.
That's why people are freaking out.
Yeah, they have no, there's no money left.
Right, so it wouldn't be like, you know, in the U.S., the federal government saying, yeah, we're removing the 50 or the 100 from circulation would be a hit, but it's not 77% of the money in circulation.
While Venezuela's central bank said earlier this month that new bills, some as large as 20,000 bolivars, would start to enter circulation, December 15th, Maduro surprised the country with a plan to pull the 100 bolivar note first, worth only several cents on the U.S. black market, or excuse me, only several U.S. cents on the black market. The 100 bolivar bill was the highest denomination in circulation and accounted for, as you said, almost 80% of the value, with 100s now useless and smaller bills hard to find and practically worthless because of triple-digit inflation. Venezuelans are struggling to get the hard currency they need for daily transactions in a country where 40% of the population doesn't have a bank account. The credit and debit card network, meanwhile, is infamous for its poor reliability. So, you know, nobody really wants the cash, but the other options really aren't any better.
Right. And again, they're saying that we have to, this sounds kind of like Nancy Pelosi to a degree, where we have to pass the bill to find out what
what's
is in it. We have to restrict the currency to prevent people from hoarding it.
It's just so insane. I can't even imagine the words coming out of someone's mouth. I mean, it's just so bizarre to hear that, the idea that you're going to get rid of the 100 bolivar note, the highest value note, which isn't even worth, like, a cigarette.
Right.
Basically.
It's worth 3 pennies on the black market.
Right.
Worth 3 pennies.
Yeah.
That's utterly ridiculous. There's a quote here from David Smildy of the Washington Office on Latin America, which is a think tank. He said that it's improbable. The idea that anybody would want to hoard a currency that has lost 60% of its value in the past 2 months is absurd.
Yeah, I mean, you have to hold on to it for a short while so you can spend it on something before it, you know, triples in or, you know, becomes far less valuable over time. Right now, over at DollarToday.com, the current black market rate, according to various different sources in Colombia and Venezuela, is about 2,500. So it's actually gone down. It was around 4,000 bolivar per U.S. dollars. It's now 2,500 bolivars per U.S. dollar. But that's far more bolivars per dollar than the official state exchange rate, which is 10 to 1. So, David, you are one of the local Bitcoin activists in the area here, and recently we talked about the Bitcoin world of Venezuela, where people are actually mining Bitcoin down there because they can get energy nearly for free. So one of the side effects of the socialist government, which is just an absolute hellhole for the most part, is that they're subsidizing energy. So people are kind of secretly, quietly mining Bitcoin and trying to keep off the government's radar. I mean, is Bitcoin the solution here to the people in Venezuela?
Yes, it could be. Mining, on the other hand, is not very profitable now.
Actually, in Venezuela, it is, and we talked about this a couple nights ago, because
you don't have to pay for the electricity.
It can be
profitable.
Electricity is heavily subsidized.
Right.
So people are setting stuff up in industrial parks where the electricity doesn't really ever get shut off, and some of these people are bringing in $1,200 per day.
Mm. You have to have a lot of equipment.
It's true, and it's hard to get that equipment. Yeah. So you would have to have the initial investment to be able to buy that stuff. And apparently enough people have managed to scrape that kind of money together. I don't know how they did it. Maybe loans from friends in the United States or something like that, because it's got to be awfully hard to come up with a few hundred U.S. dollars.
Certainly.
In a place like that. There's definitely a shortage of U.S. dollars. So, according to the story here, the new bills will enter in the course of this week, next week, the last week of December, the first week of January, said President Maduro late Thursday evening in a national address while displaying the brand new 500 bolivar and 1,000 bolivar notes. He also cut short a final deadline to deposit any remaining bills at the central bank in Caracas to December 20th. So, this is a very strange thing, right? Like, normally when you hear about runs on the bank, it's people trying to pull money out of the bank. In this case, you've got lines of people who are lining up to put money into the bank.
And let's talk about those lines.
Right, because they're also not accepting people with large amounts of the $100 or the 100 Bolivar notes, because that's suspicious. So if you've got a bunch of money saved up, you can't really do anything with it. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's a We call it a reverse run on the banks in Venezuela right now.
That's basically what it is, yeah.
Yeah, where people are trying to put money back into the banks because the 100 Bolivar note has been recalled. And we can talk more about what some of the effects of that are here in moments. You can join us toll-free and share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You don't think it can happen here? 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. If you are watching on the webcam, you are probably seeing the ridiculous elf sweater that that I'm wearing here tonight, and it is thanks to tipsyelves.com. Now, they have brand new sweaters. This one's from 2015, their 2015 line, but they've got brand new sweaters for 2016, and Tipsy Elves is basically all about ugly Christmas sweaters.
That sweater that you're wearing, they still have available for children and dogs. So you can buy your dog an ugly sweater.
That is so funny. I didn't even know they had animal products. That's great.
I didn't either until a couple nights ago. I went onto the site looking for that sweater because you had said that you thought it was no longer available. And it's not for adults, but they do have it for dogs and children.
And you actually loaned out your Tipsy Elves sweater to Jay Noon,
our
new Wednesday night co-host. He's got a ugly Christmas sweater party that he's been invited to. Literally, that's apparently what it's called. So
yes, those are things.
Right. That's apparently this is a pretty popular thing, the ugly Christmas sweater, and the Tipsy Elves are they're on it, man. They've got a lot of choices. In addition to the ugly sweaters, they've also got Christmas suits for men, for women, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. Now, Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but they're serious on quality and construction. And they also, in addition to their Christmas lines, have a collegiate design. So a bunch of collegiate wear that you can get through tipsyelves.com. And because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you can get 20% off by going to tipsyelves.com, load up your cart with whatever you want to order from the entire site, and then type in code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL at checkout, and then apply that, and you'll save 20% site-wide. So once again, tipsyelves.com, code FTL, to get the special offer. As we continue here, the story coming out of Venezuela, which is just an absolutely insane place with socialism, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. The question really becomes, when is Nicolas Maduro going to be run out of the country on a rail?
Once they hit the 10 million Bolivar note.
Okay. All right. Well, they're not that far away at the current rate of inflation. Maybe sometime next year.
They're about to roll out the 20,000, and this is the first time that they will have added zeros to their bills.
That's correct.
What they did previously, what was it, like 8 years ago, 7-8 years ago, when they changed from just the Bolivar to the Bolivar Fuerte.
The strong Bolivar.
Strong Bolivar. Strong like bull. They dropped some zeros. So the 1,000, what had been 1,000 Bolivar, became equivalent of one Bolivar Fuerte. So this is the first time they're actually adding zeros to the note.
So I presume that the Venezuelan government is crediting people for the 100 Bolivar notes that they're bringing into the bank. Otherwise, they wouldn't.
What the economist says is that the government says people can deposit the old notes in banks, and they will be replaced with new ones in denominations as high as 20,000 Bolivars. Eventually.
Right.
They also say that massive queues of ordinary people who rely on cash to survive quickly formed outside of banks. They brought boxes of old banknotes and waited for hours to deposit them. Right. Venezuela, which has one of the highest crime rates on the planet, had few muggers because nobody wanted to go steal soon-to-be-worthless money.
Right. What mugger wants to spend, take the risk of mugging somebody when he's going to get a box that won't even buy a loaf of bread, like a box full of cash that won't even buy a loaf of bread? Why people are standing in line? Well, they are going to get credited for this, but as was pointed out before, a lot of the people are unbanked in Venezuela. So what are those folks supposed to do? If you don't have a bank account, how the hell are you supposed to do this?
So you find you go down to the black market and you turn in your worthless Bolivar Fuerte for some U.S. dollars. You hold on to the U.S. dollars until the new Bolivar Super Fuerte comes out.
That makes sense.
And then you trade them that way, I guess.
Which, of course, you have to remember, there's a shortage of U.S. dollars. So if people were to start doing that in large numbers, it would shoot up the price of the dollar.
Right,
to...
and you can't just walk to the end of the street and say, oh, there's the black market. Like,
well, people
you've
got to
know a guy.
Right. Yeah, people have their connections. They probably know, because there's a lot of, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are being fed by the black market in Venezuela right now. So I'm sure the black market is more prevalent than maybe you or I might imagine it to be down there. But the dollars are not prevalent, which is why they command such a high amount.
And whenever I hear somebody speak about the black market, the thing that pops into my mind is an episode of Family Guy where Peter is walking around with Lois and he was like, I told you I'd find the black market, and they're walking around in an actual market with all
with
of the weird
people?
Illegal... No,
oh.
Just all the weird illegal stuff that people say you can buy that on the black market.
Yeah.
Like, they actually found the
physical black market
gotcha. With all the illegal things.
That's fun.
Yeah. Story from The Economist also has a quote from a disgruntled person standing in line for over 2 hours.
I bet you almost everyone's disgruntled at this point in Venezuela.
Probably, but one of them in particular spoke with a journalist who says, it's an abuse. The government deliberately wastes our time. said that his money was the equivalent of 20 U.S. dollars.
No, as though it weren't bad enough that you have to stand in line to turn in all your 100 Bolivar notes.
Yes.
But they don't have the notes to replace them with right now. So whenever they finally get those notes, if it actually happens, then it's good. Okay, now everybody come back and wait in line again. So they've already spent however many hours waiting in line just to try to turn
this
the notes in.
This guy had been in line for 2 hours.
Right. And he wasn't even there yet. Like, he was still waiting.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows how long the average line wait is going to be, but ultimately, they're going to have to do it all over again to go and get the 500 and the 1,000 and, 20,000 notes that are supposedly coming over the next few weeks. And the thing is, these people want them now, right? Like, they don't have money to spend. They don't have the, as was pointed out in this story from Bloomberg, the gasoline gas companies are only taking the Bolivar.
Right.
So you can't use your debit card, so the money that you've just deposited in the bank, which is likely the largest chunk of your savings, as you pointed out, it's nearly 80% of the bills in circulation are the 100 Bolivar. So you just took 80% of your savings, put it into the bank, took it out from under your mattress or wherever, put it into the bank, but you can't do much with it until they finally give you the new bills.
Yeah.
Whenever that's going to be. I mean, it is just a crazy situation. We're just scratching the surface
on this. I'm surprised they're actually able to get new bills, because last we read, they couldn't pay the companies to print the money.
Sure. That's what I'm saying. When are they actually going to see these new bills? They're supposed to start coming out real soon. It's Free Talk Live. Meanwhile, how do you get your food?
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Are you in Venezuela? Are you from there? Do you have friends there who can comment on what's been going on this week as people are clogging the streets near banks, attempting to take their 100 Bolivar notes, the highest level note that the country has or had, because they're calling them back, trying to deposit them into the bank. So it's like a reverse run on the banks.
Yes.
You have the same kind of lines and anger that you do with people trying to pull money out of the bank, except now they're trying to put the money into the bank, as the Venezuelan government has promised that new 500, 1,000, and 20,000 Bolivar bills are coming. They were supposed to start coming out this week, but they're running a little bit late.
I don't know if it's the same kind of anger, because generally when there's a bank run to where people are trying to get their money,
mm-hmm.
they're not saying, the government's wasting my time by making me stand in this line.
Sure, they'd be blaming the banks, you mean? Because right. The banks are out of cash.
Right. So,
okay.
You know,
that's a good point.
It's anger, but it's a different kind of anger, because these people are actually angry at government because they realize that it's Maduro and his government that are screwing things up.
Oh, yeah. Maduro has dropped hugely in popularity. You know, if you don't have a whole lot of money to your name, but you still want to get a website put together, go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll save 50% off of their regular prices. So whether you want a blog or a site for your business, or maybe you already have a site, but you want to move it to a different host, check out out HostGator.com/FTL. It's one of the top hosting companies out there. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and you won't have to worry about outages with HostGator. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and get 50% off of their regular prices. Again, HostGator.com/FTL. Well, in addition to the people frustrated and waiting in bank lines, there are also protests, apparently, that have been erupting. We can talk more about the situation. It was difficult, according to Bloomberg.com, to find anyone on the streets who had seen, let alone touched, the new notes that had been promised by Mr. Maduro, the president, on television in a national address. He showed them. Displayed the new 500 Bolivar and 1,000 Bolivar notes. Also, cut short a deadline to deposit any remaining bills at the central bank to December 20th. So they've got 4 more days
yes.
to get these bills deposited. Otherwise,
okay, so
sorry.
Just because he was on TV holding the notes
sure.
doesn't mean that more than one or two of them
exist. Yeah, that's right. They could very well be the proofs that they ordered from whatever company that they might do business with
yeah.
in this case. But again, they have to have dollars to order these notes because no printer worth their business sense is going to accept Bolivars. That just doesn't even make sense, right?
Oh, like, yeah, Venezuela, we'll loan you $180 million
so
U.S. dollars worth of yeah. currency so that your people don't starve because you returned all of the currency.
Luis Zerpa, a 67-year-old truck driver, said he visited 3 ATMs this morning with no luck as he waited to fill up his Chevrolet Hilux at a gas station in eastern Caracas that was no longer accepting 100 Bolivar notes. He said a friend lent him 1,000 Bolivars and a stack of 110 Bolivar notes, each of which is only worth less than half of 1 U.S. cent so that he could pay for his gasoline. So presumably the folks who are going to ATMs are trying to pull out the smaller denominations.
Right.
So they're doing everything they can to get something that they can spend because they've had to spend they've had to give the 100 Bolivar notes back to the banks. Then the Bolivars are credited to their bank accounts, but the banks are probably tapped out of cash
right.
to hand out to people because the 100 Bolivar notes were the number one bill in circulation, like 77%
yes.
of the bills circulating were the 100 Bolivar notes. So, I mean, there's no cash left in this country.
Right. It's one of these weird catch-22 sort of things to where, you can't, use cash because the government recalled all of it, but nobody's taking credit
sure.
or whatever. Yeah.
Somebody's taking it, but not very many. And they said earlier that the credit and debit networks are unreliable. So,
right.
If you try to actually run your card, maybe it can't connect or whatever. So, more coming up here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live listening online. Hello, James.
Minister W.P.U. Perry, anger, to quote Johnny Rotten Lion, is energy. Anger is energy.
Why are you mad all the time?
Because you're a liar, and you don't repent for lying on the public airwaves about me, and you sit there.
Listen
and
here,
nothing.
A-hole. You
I'm not
every
an a-hole.
Time,
you're a
every time.
Fact.
Yeah, I am so getting I'm angry right now.
A-hole.
Every time you call in and say that I never apologize, I've apologized to you numerous times. I don't know how many more times I have to apologize to you, but I'm not doing it again, and this is the last word that I ever have to say to you.
Liar.
Oh, he hung up the phone.
A-hole.
Oh, no, he didn't hang up. All right,
hey,
well, that's...
Buddy.
So if you're just going to call up to call
man,
somebody names, James, yeah, can you do it without
then?
Calling people
may
names?
I respond? First of all, he never apologized for me saying that I wanted to nuke the Middle East. Everything he ever said in the first call I ever called him, Pre-Track Live, was a complete lie. And he hasn't apologized. What he said was he changed the subject. And he said, well, he doesn't care that innocent people were killed, which is couldn't be further from the truth. So that's another lie when you supposedly
James,
apologize.
Who really cares?
Mr. Perry,
I mean,
but may I speak?
Who cares? No,
by the way,
you can answer
I,
questions because
you know
I'm tired of you
by
ranting.
By the way, I don't have Sleep Dewey. The last time I was on with that.
Okay. You just keep repeating yourself, keep saying the same things over and over again, and Thank you for the call, James. I appreciate that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I just don't understand why he cares so much about what a talk show host
but the last
has
time,
said.
The last time I was in the first chair and I took his call and he said, like, you've never apologized.
You
I explicitly apologized and said, if I've ever taken anything you said out of context, I apologize for doing so.
Well, that's not good enough, Daryl. You need to enumerate every single thing that you have taken out of context
on a
list.
And also on his, he doesn't have three Deweys. He might technically be telling the truth on that because I did go to jail.com.
Yeah.
And he's got one Dewey, one pickup for not having the ignition interlock device, and one pickup for a warrant.
Hmm, okay. Now, I saw three Deweys on there.
Probably for, you know, not having the ignition interlock device or missing court, and that was probably all originated from that first Dewey. So, yeah, the MF-er has been arrested at least three times, possibly five, because two of those arrests were in Scottsdale County, three of them in Maricopa. But
How are you counting only? I see. What I don't understand what you're saying there, Daryl, is I see DUI, drugs, vapors combo as one arrest, and then there's two others that are DUI with BAC of .08 or more. And did you not see those when you did the search? There's clearly three DUIs on this list. He also has a warrant and the ignition interlock, so there's five arrests here.
Right.
Three of the five are for DUI, according to the charges here, and he says it's not true. So I say go to jail.com and send in some sort of objection to whatever it is that they've got on the site. I don't know where they're pulling their data from, but apparently somebody there thinks that you've got three Deweys.
And if he does, who is the victim and what was the property damage?
Well, that you don't get from the arrest report, so we we have no idea. And honestly, I don't care enough about to find out. I'm not really interested. Now, if some of our listeners might be, because one of the things that he gets upset about is that, you know, some of the listeners of this show have decided to make a hobby of learning more about him, but he brought all that upon himself. You know, look, you call a radio show and you started acting like a fool and an angry, you know, maniac, and you shouldn't be surprised if somebody, some internet troll, is going to take interest in you because of that.
Right. And if he had new information when he called, I would be more interested in taking his call, but he doesn't. All he ever does is, the first time I called, I, you know, gave all these reasons for why it was okay for the United States to nuke Japan, but when Daryl says that I'm, you know, saying that it's okay to nuke civilians, then, you know, he's taking my words out of context.
Yep, and he's just hammering away on Skype right now.
Of course he is.
Sending messages. 855-450.
And everything's got a typo.
Yeah. It was probably drunk. 855-450-FREE. This is free. Free Talk Live.
We ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about three quarters.
Oh, no.
I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting a Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
David Juris.
And Daryl.
We've got plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us here. Of course, you're not going to last very long if all you do is insult the host. And most of our callers don't do that. We have nice conversations with most folks and actually, you know, help enlighten one another about various different things. So that's what we're doing right now is talking about Venezuela. We'll get back into that here. But if you want to help Free Talk Live get out there and get on more radio stations, the idea of, fiscal sanity, that's what we're talking about tonight, but also peace and liberty. If you like those ideas and you want us to help spread them, then you can get behind the show by shopping with us. It is the holiday season. You got a lot that you can buy for folks. It's not too late to get delivery in time for Christmas. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can place your order through Amazon or Walmart or Roberts & Roberts Gold & Silver and Omaha Steaks and more. We got a bunch of great links for shopping there that can help Free Talk Live when you shop through those links. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, because thankfully you don't live in Venezuela, likely. If you are listening in Venezuela, we want to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Would be great to hear from somebody in Venezuela, but likely their internet connection isn't going to be strong enough for them to Skype into the show.
I don't know about that. I mean, if you can get a Skype call out of Sierra Leone or Cameroon, you could probably get one out of Venezuela. But who knows? We haven't actually. It would be interesting to look up what's the quality of the internet connections in Venezuela. Because if it's state-run internet, then it's probably absolute garbage. But I'm not sure what the situation is there. I know some countries do have state internet.
I just know that we've talked about how the telephone service is being cut off. The power goes out randomly and sporadically.
That's true. That's hard for internet to survive if the power
Pan Am Post has something from September of last year. Venezuela's internet runs at a snail's pace by design.
Oh, thank you, state. It must be the state that designed that.
Probably, and I'm pulling up the article
let's
now.
Let's talk to Hung Like Jesus. He's on the line via Skype in Georgia. Hello, Hung. You're on Free Talk Live.
Ian and Daryl. I'm not sure who the other person is.
We got David here.
Hi, it's David. How are you?
He's our talk radio newbie for the night.
Okay. That James character?
Yeah.
You know, somebody like that is clearly dangerous. And I know you all are grown men and you probably handle yourselves. But someone who carries BS around like that, you know, it's probably best not to even humor him at all. Give him any kind of ammunition. Of course, he probably doesn't need it, but I don't know. And I said this
before. Well, the thing with somebody like that is they're so obsessed. You can try to block that person, but they're going to find ways around the blocks. He'll start calling from payphones. He'll start calling from, you know, other numbers.
Using different names.
He's done that before. He's used different names. But I don't block him out. I know that you and Mark have, when you've run the show, I accept any call from anybody. It's Free Talk Live. It's open phones all the time. People listening, this show's to some extent like a reality show. We talk about news, but also we talk about real life and what happens, you know, in our lives. Like, David, you went to court recently, and we discussed some of that. You weren't here for the discussion, but we did talk about it here on Free Talk Live because some people can benefit from those conversations. Some people want to know what it's like. And it's also important to know there are crazy psychopathic people in the world, and there's one of them that calls this radio show. He is not going to give up just because you block him. And maybe eventually he would, but ultimately, it's also evidence. You know, every time he calls up to say threatening things, and of course he leaves plenty of threatening notes on our Skype messaging service, because if you have Skype, you can always send a message. I see where you're coming from. Some people hate him. Some people love his calls. They love it when, you know, we have it out with James here on the air. So it's just one of those things where not everybody's going to be satisfied. That's just life.
You know, I understand all that. And I still say, if someone who can just hold on to that type of pettiness for so long, you know, he could possibly take a trip from wherever the hell he is to Keene, New Hampshire, just to be heard. And who knows what that means to him.
Yeah, he sure could. But he does have a drinking problem, so we'll see if he can figure that one out.
Yep. Okay, well, that's all I had.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call tonight, Hung. I appreciate it. You know, you can't, I don't believe in just worrying about all the things that crazy people could do because, you know, they're crazy. And
crazy people could get elected president and wind up killing people around the world.
Right. I mean, anything can happen. Bad things can occur. You know, hopefully James is just, you know, going to drink himself into a stupor tonight and that'll be the end of his anger for tonight and then he'll be angry again tomorrow and, you know, whatever. If he wants to come here, then we've got guns in New Hampshire.
And some people in Venezuela have that, but what they don't have is reliable internet. I did pull up this story. The government has admitted that, and this being the Venezuelan government, has admitted that less than 2% of the country has access to a connection faster than 4 megabits per second. While in neighboring Colombia, internet service providers offer transmission of up to 150 megabits per second.
Wow.
And this was from September of last year. Most Venezuelans are using 2 megabit connections. Venezuela's average of 2.3 megabits per second is surpassed by Cuba.
Oh, my God.
Where those privileged enough to have an internet connection connected speeds on average of 2.9.
That's fast enough for Bitcoin transactions.
It's true. Yep. So, I mean, even with, you don't need that much for Bitcoin transactions at all. I mean, that's very small amounts of data. So, I mean, that does circle back around to what we were touching on before, and that is that if the people of Venezuela want a currency that they don't have to exchange in, they don't have to deal with government controls, Bitcoin is that currency. And I hope that, you know, with these new currency restrictions in the state, we'll start to see some explosions in Bitcoin popularity there.
In 2009, then-President Hugo Chavez signed a decree which included internet on a list of superfluous spending. In doing so, he declared internet service not a priority. In 2014, Maduro approved cutting 20% from the budget allocated to surplus. superfluous. Why can I not say this word?
You've infected me, too, now that I think it's
superfluous spending, meaning the telecom sector would not see any new investments in 2014 or 2015.
He's a radio news pro.
The measure has had a direct impact on technological equipment in the country's universities, as well as on other investments. And you should actually hear me occasionally reading news in the morning.
I hear you frequently.
Where I will...
You mean the listener should hear you.
When I'm recording.
Yeah.
And there will be words that I just, for some reason, cannot say. Mm. And after like five takes, I will actually, why can't I effing say this?
Concussion. I blame it on the concussion.
It probably is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like the next time I get it right, so.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk.
Superfluous.
Yep, there you go. Whether you want to talk about Venezuela or whatever it is that's on your mind. So, a 67-year-old truck driver in Venezuela said he'd visited three ATMs with no luck as he was trying to fill up at a gas station. Ended up borrowing 1,000 bolivars from a friend, which he got in 10 bolivar notes. So, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about Venezuela recalling, basically, the 100 bolivar note. They Venezuelans have until the 20th of this month. So, yeah, 4 days to turn in their bolivars.
And that's probably banking hours on Tuesday, yeah. So 5 o'clock, none of this, you know, midnight stuff.
Yeah, I bet you the banks are not open 24 hours as a special occasion here. Those guys
banker hours, we're leaving it 2.
3 o'clock, yeah. So things are only going to get worse, said Zerpa. So much for Christmas. I don't even want to think what January is going to be like.
Well, for Christmas, Maduro's going to give away all of the toys that he sees.
That's right. He stole 4 million toys from a factory in Venezuela.
Yeah. Wow. And the article from The Economist says that those are going to be distributed to children. And then the government is taking credit for all of the little boys and girls getting toys.
As of Friday morning, a shipment of new 500 bolivar bills printed by Boston-based Crane Currency at its facility in Sweden. So they've changed printers because the old one was called LaRue.
Right.
And LaRue was no longer going to do business with Venezuela because they owed them $70 million. And obviously,
and that was just one of the companies that they owed a lot of money to.
Correct. So apparently they found some new sucker. These poor bastards at Crane Currency, the hell are they thinking? I mean, they better be paying cash in advance for this, because if they're promising Crane that they're going to pay cash later.
Taking it on speculation.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, so they printed it at their facility in Sweden. They were waiting for a charter plane to Venezuela, according to a person with direct knowledge of the matter who isn't authorized to speak publicly on the issue. Crane Currency and Venezuela's central bank did not respond to emailed requests for comments. So supposedly, there are 500 bolivar bills, which were supposed to roll out sometime earlier this week, are sitting in the printer waiting for a plane to ship them directly to Venezuela. I remember the last time they shipped money to Venezuela, they were like in the back of C-130 cargo planes, and they were escorted by a lot of police and military. Yes. Hour number 2 is coming up here. The financial chaos continues in Venezuela, and you can comment or whatever you want. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, mold, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.